Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local DC Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This is Warren Ajous, author of Evidence of Extraterrestrials. You are listening to Ghosts in the Valley podcast.
Hello, I'm your host Al Cooley, Ghost in the Valley podcast. I reported at the end of my last episode that I was going to run a two-part series on the July 26th Senate UFO hearings. Due to some circumstances that arose, I am going to hold off on that until I get some legal matters cleared up on whether I can play those in its entirety or not. So I did write to my senators in Ohio. I haven't heard back yet from either one. As soon as I get the clearance that I can play these, I will play them in their entirety. They are ready to go, but I don't like to do anything unless I have the copyright or permission to do it. So I might have spoken a little bit too, you know, I put the horse before the cart. What I am going to do today is I'm going to talk about these Senate hearings. They can't keep me from doing that. And at these hearings on July 26th, the three witnesses were Lieutenant Graves, David Grush, and David Fravor. And I'm just going to give you the highlights of what I came away with this. First of all, I find it baffling. Let me use that word, baffling. That the DOD, Department of Defense, and NASA have no evidence of UAP, UFO. You take that for what it's worth. I think that's totally bullcrap. Another thing, people are afraid to come forward, you know, for losing their jobs, for the evidence they may have. This also is related to commercial flights across the oceans and what they witness. And a few have come forward, you know, saying that they're afraid of their jobs. In other words, just keep it under the lid because we don't need public being afraid to fly because of the activity it's all flying around these aircraft. I find that if you set these programs up, if the government set these programs up, so people, agencies, pilots, commercial pilots, can come forward with what they've seen was a good thing. But what's happening is, if you're stifling what people are seeing, if Delta is telling their pilots, don't say anything if you've seen anything around your craft, I think that's totally nonsense. Now, I will go to the extent of saying the Department of Defense, you know, if it's a classified incident, most definitely, you know, I don't think it's none of our business. I really don't. But what they are classifying, I think, should not be classified. You know, some of the stuff they're classifying is if you know there's a crash landing of a UAP, and yet you're saying it was a weather balloon or it never happened. That's nonsense. I mean, David Grush had said he does know of the crash landings of UAPs and also the recovery of the bodies, so to speak. And he can't say where this happened or where these bodies were taken to. His life has also been threatened, and people around him have been hurt or even worse. I found his testimony powerful. And like I said, as soon as I get the clearance to playing these tapes, I will. I know there's been a couple other podcasts I've heard that have played parts of these hearings, and I don't know if they had the clearance to do that or not, or even if it's legal to do that. Maybe I'm being overcautious. there are sightings of these UAPs over our military bases. I think this is a national security problem. I really do. If I was on the Senate panel, my first question is, if you feel this is a national security threat, then why don't we take them out? Why can't we shoot them down if it's a national security threat? If they're over a nuclear silo, if they're over a military base, you're just going up and playing with them? I mean, because they're playing with you. It seems like they're far more superior than we are. So can't we take them down? I mean, is there a blockage on our... From what I got from these hearings is, yes, they do jam the signals and the radar. So maybe we can't touch them. I don't know. Lieutenant Graves has experienced UAPs entering our airspace, but it's not reported. And in his opinion, it's a national security problem. Again, in 2014... when the two F-18 fighter jets came in close range of these UAPs, they split right between the fighter jets like they were standing still. And the white water they spotted in the ocean at the same time this Tic Tac was actually filmed, the white water disappeared as soon as the Tic Tac got out of range. So was the white water connected with that Tic Tac? I would say yes. Are the UAPs a national security threat? I say yes. I do applaud the senators and members on the Judicial Committee for listening to these three witnesses. And some had some very powerful questions, and some questions couldn't be answered. Well, mainly a lot of questions couldn't be answered because of what they're going through with their superiors. And a lot of times, well, I can talk to you about that in a closed setting. In other words, it couldn't be talked about at the Senate hearing. Why? I mean, these are our leaders. These are our people in Congress trying to get answers. And why are these boards like the Department of Defense and NASA, are they more powerful than our Congress? They can't get answers that they put these groups together to get answers from. And yet these questions are being blocked. But like I said, in my opinion, I think it's a national security threat. On the Virginia Beach 2014 incident, the UFO dropped from 40,000 feet to ocean level in seconds, making dangerous maneuvers that a human body could not withstand those maneuvers. Impossible. But I've heard over and over again they needed more transparency. The transparency, in my opinion, has to come from the Department of Defense and NASA and all these other groups that are not cooperating. At the hearings, it was also mentioned that Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter had witnessed UFO sightings. And more has to be done to more of a transparency between these programs so we can maybe come to a conclusion of what maybe some of these UAPs are. Whereas Mr. Gresh says they know where these UAPs are being held at, the ones that crashed, and the non-human bodies. But then again, these fighter pilots, commercial pilots, the public with their millions of iPhones and Android phones out there are being ignored. And especially the fighter pilots and the commercial pilots afraid to come forward. So to me, more than half of these sightings are not even being reported for fear of losing their jobs or being demoted or their retirement. You know, there's a lot that goes into effect here. David Gresh is an intelligence officer, whistleblower. And again, he said the Air Force UAP task force on the crash and recovery and reverse engineering needs to be addressed. Commander Fravor has said that when he was piloting the F-18, that it was coming down from 80,000 feet, in other words, outer space, for three hours. And they came within a half a mile of the UAP, and their signals were being jammed, and the thing went out of sight. When it did, so did the white water in the ocean. He said as they were following the Tic Tac at approximately 15,000 feet, it was spotted 60 miles away in less than a minute. It traveled 60 miles in less than a minute. No, that's booking. That's traveling pretty fast. Commander Fravor also said that the Tic Tac is far more superior than anything we have or will have. Also, during these hearings, you know, is also mentioned that they believe non-human biologics from the crash site were recovered. Now, I'm taking non-human biologics as being remains of a alien life form, and that they know where these unhuman, non-human biologics are being taken to. They know where these crash vehicles, whatever they're flying, where they're taken to. But they could not mention that at the hearing. Mr. Graves also said that the objects appeared to be a dark gray cube inside a sphere. Mr. Grush said his colleagues were brutally being attacked and their career paths are being threatened. Mr. Fravor said he has never seen anything like this and it was amazing to see. Mr. Grush also stated that he is in fear of his life for coming forward and for Arrow not following up on reported UAP activity. Mr. Graves said that at the Vanderfort Air Force Base, UAP approached and disappeared over mountains more than once, and it was documented as being the size of a football field. He also said commercial pilots were told to cease and dismiss any sightings they see. The law of physics, objects are breaking the sound barrier at G-forces that humans could not survive. It looked like they didn't have any windows in these crafts at all. But again, over and over, transparency seemed to be the key word of the day by the senators and by the three witnesses. It's like talking to the wall. I mean, transparency got to come from Arrow, Department of Defense, NASA, and all others involved. Mr. Grush said that he was unable to talk about the reverse engineering or anything like that because he was being blocked from the questions he had. Now, was he being blocked from Arrow? Was he being blocked from another agency? I think there's a lot going on behind the curtain that we don't know about. Mr. Graves also said these objects are so powerful that they can withstand Mach 4 winds, hurricane force winds, and stay in one spot without moving. Mr. Fravor also, like I said that they are far more advanced than we are. That would fall way outside the lines of a weather balloon. Mr. Grush has said he's been attacked professionally coming forward. You know, and these objects are being spotted around the world, not just in the United States airspace. That would have been another one of my questions, is, you know, are we in working in unison with Russia or China? You know, are we working with these other big countries on what they're seeing? What are their scientists showing? What are their Department of Defense showing? What are they covering up as well? Why the smoke screen? Mr. Graves says he feels that the pilots should be trained in UAPs, and a system needs to be put in place where pilots won't fear for losing their jobs. I 100% agree with that. That goes with military and commercial flights. So why are UAPs kept secret? Why are programs that we put together to investigate these UAPs, why are we being blocked, or they are being blocked, from getting the answers for the questions they have? Mr. Graves also says he knows at least 30 pilots have experienced UAPs, and many haven't come forward with what they've seen. So again, this is a short episode that I put together. Like I said, I was planning a two-part series. I was going to replay in full the Senate UFO hearings, and that's been put on hold. So as soon as I get the clearance that I can play these, I will release the episodes. But until then, have yourself a fantastic week. Thank you for listening. And I am your host, Hal Cooley, with Ghost in the Valley Podcast.